Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Hello to you and how do you do? Happy Tuesday afternoon. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. What is happening? Upstate South Carolina, what's shaking out and about? It is tremendous to be with you. I am Rob Brown. The pleasure is mine. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Rob, Lonzo, you here on the broadcast. Busy day today on the show. Obviously, we're starting to shift our focus towards this weekend's Super Bowl. Tampa Bay taking on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Got a little betting guide for you later because, look, the further out from the Super Bowl you can get, more than likely, the better odds you're going to be able to get. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in just a few short minutes. Of course, we've got to get into a little bit of college basketball. Clemson's got a big one tonight as they take on North Carolina, the Tar Heels, a 2.5-point favorite over the Tigers. Can they pull off the upset? We're going to talk about that in just a little while. Other big story coming out of ACC basketball that we will break down in just a few minutes as well that might, if the Tigers can win tonight, might give them a little bit of a boost. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Gonna be a busy day on the day before on the today on the show, excuse me. But before we jump any further into it, say hello, Lonzo. There it
you
is.
You know the microphone doesn't work if you don't turn it up.
It does. It does help.
I have heard that that's a good thing to do is to turn your microphone up, which I have just done, and I cannot wait till we debut something here in a little while because I'm guessing we're not there yet.
No, we are not. We are working the kinks out. Zoe and I will, hopefully, sooner rather than later, be bringing you a way that you can watch a, it's a live version of video as we do the show that will be initially premiering on Facebook Live, and then we will be hopefully aggregating that onto YouTube. We'll be aggregating that onto the Twitters, etc., etc., working out the kinks this morning as we go and trying to get this thing figured out. I think we've like almost got it. Almost. We got one little thing left to work out to try to get the audio from Lonzo's end pumping out over the airwaves, and we'll hopefully have that within the next couple of segment breaks and hopefully be able to take this bad boy live before the show ends and give it a test run. But Zoe and I have been playing with this all morning, and I really like it. So I think this is going to be a really cool thing for us to play with. Basically, there's a very nice webcam in my house here at the Casa de Love. There's a webcam pointed right at the beautiful shining smile of our boy Lonzo back in the studio. We are actually able to look at each other, interact with each other. You guys will be able to watch us do the show. There is a chat bar that is available out there for you to throw your comments in while we do the show live. So you can not only come and watch us do the show, you'll actually be able to interact. And so we may even occasionally take the risk of allowing people to join us as guests here on the little video. I'm thinking before and after the show, maybe not so much while we're on the air. I don't know that we're quite ready to take that trust step yet. But we'll actually be able to open this up and basically host chats and whatnot around the clock as we go. Man, if we can figure this thing out, Zo, this thing could be awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I've been able to use it on our sister station on the weekend, so we're very close. And I can tell you, just looking right now, it looks good. We've got one more sound issue to figure out. Once we do, you'll be able to watch it. Not only now, but let's say you're driving along and you want to see what it looks like when we do the show. Well, you can go back on Facebook Live later and watch it. Although we suggest you do it while we're doing it, but you can't do that while you're driving, so you can come back later and check it out. I have found that a lot of people go back later on during the week when they get home, and they go back and they view it. So that is really, really cool. I'm still trying to make out, and once we go live, maybe you can help me figure out exactly what that picture is over on Rob's wall. I mean, I believe it's waves, and it's a dune.
It's a beach scene. It's a beach scene. Here, look at this. I can even do this. I've got a beach. Oh, I'm twisting the wrong way. I got a beach scene there. I've got a late afternoon beach scene over there. That poor little pathetic picture over in the corner is the third. It's all Florida beach scenes that adorn the walls of the Casa de Love here, Lonzo.
They are
beautiful. Because I'm nothing if not fancy.
Well,
you know?
I cannot wait for the listeners to be able to see such a thing.
Yeah, hopefully in the hopefully by the end of the show.
Hey, once we'll get this fixed, will you do one entire show from your restroom?
No is the answer, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, live from my shower here at the Casa de, it's not that kind of show, Lonzo. It's not that kind of show.
Hey, you know, I mean, it would be a wonderful backdrop. I mean, sitting on the throne. I mean, the seat could be down, but, you know, it just one of the cool things about being at home or where you are is you can be fairly mobile and you can be in a different place if you want to be all the time. So that's kind of cool.
And I mean, look, I may be doing shows out from the backyard. I haven't decided how we're going to do this yet, but suffice to say, ladies and gentlemen, Zoe and I are working this bad boy out.
Yeah, right now we're just teasing.
Yes. So. I'm sitting here and I'm realizing as I'm talking to you and for the first time in, 9 months, we're in the same room as we broadcast
because that hasn't happened between that time. Not at all. Because that would be against regulation and we would never do such a thing.
Correct. Obviously, we are nothing if not followers of the rules here. All right, we're going to work on that. We're going to get you some more info on that. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but as we work out the issues there, Zoe, that means, and yes, to the three people who have already texted me so far, by streaming this show live via video every day, I can no longer, Zoe, sit on my couch in a bathroom and do the show, which is unfortunate for me.
I beg to differ. You can. I realize you are a representative of ESPN Upstate, but wearing a bathrobe, tastefully done, I think would be accepted by the viewing and listening audience.
And fitting for the character, if you'll look at the name that I am utilizing here on our stream as my presentation name, Lonzo, of course, it is the Big Lebrownski. It would be only fitting for being in character. All right. Look, we got to do that thing we do to start the show, Lonzo. The Lunch Breakdown, the three things you have to know before you go start talking sports with your friends, families, coworkers, or the wall, whoever you spend your lunch break with. Let's get to it. We start with item number one. It looks like we will have a Major League Baseball season, and it looks like said season will begin on time. After the Major League Baseball Players Association rejected a proposal by the MLB to delay the start of the season, the league said that it will move on and start spring training and the regular season as scheduled. There were a day of contentious back and forth discussions between the league and the union, according to sources, and most people expected that no deal to push back the season and with a February 17th spring training report date and April 1st opening day on the books, that those would be upheld. MLB last Friday proposed a 154-game schedule that would pay the players for 162 games and pause their arrivals to camp until March 22nd, with the first games starting April 28th, almost a full month after it was scheduled to start originally. The offer also included expanding the playoffs from 10 to 14 teams and implementing the designated hitter in the National League. The union immediately said no, citing language in the proposal believed to potentially grant Commissioner Rob Manfred more expansive powers to cancel games in the event of a potential COVID-19 breakout, without being clear about what the parameters for that power kicking in would be. And players were concerned that Rob Manfred might start making calls to cancel games based on what he did and did not like, as opposed to coronavirus protocols. For months, Major League Baseball was in discussions with MLBPA and it broached the possibility of delaying the season. It wasn't until Friday had it agreed to do so with full pay, which the union from the beginning had said was a must for any potential deal. The players were emboldened by the knowledge that the CBA mandate a 162-game season and they would need to be incentivized to move back the season, but they have decided to go ahead and push. Now, this does not look like this means that we will likely not have an extended playoffs and likely not have the DH in the NL. Also on the list of potential casualties, we may be going back to 9-inning doubleheaders, a runner starting on second base in extra innings, and the potential use of neutral sites for playoff games. Now, those things are not set in stone yet. Those are not set in stone yet, which means that they could still end up hitting another deal at some point down the line that would allow those potential circumstances to be back put back into play. But that is still up in the air. All I know is this, Lonzo: we get baseball sooner rather than later. We get what looks like it's going to be a full schedule. At the end of the day, we can talk about 7-inning doubleheaders down the road. We can talk about the universal DH down the road. We can talk about expanded playoffs and neutral site games down the road. Just get baseball started on April 1st like it's supposed to be.
Well, what I'm disappointed in is I thought that maybe baseball would have learned from last year and the struggles and would shorten their season. And if you're a baseball fan, you're not like me. You probably want it to be as long as it possibly can, but the season is still too long. And the shorter season last year was better. It absolutely was better, and they need to do that again, but they're not going to because of money.
We'll circle back around to that here in just a little while. Item numero dos on the lunch breakdown. One of the NBA's biggest weekends might still happen. It has been threatened, but it looks like it might be a go. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported earlier this morning that the NBA and the NBAPA are working towards an agreement to hold an All-Star game in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena on March 7th. Now, it would be a single-night event that would encompass an Eastern versus Western Conference game and skills competition. The original All-Star game was supposed to be held on February 14th in Indianapolis. It was canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Indianapolis was awarded the 2024 All-Star game instead. Now, in the past, participation in the All-Star weekend has been mandatory, but Wojnarowski is reporting that there is an opt-out clause similar to the one for the bubble being discussed right now. The normal All-Star weekend festivities will reportedly be stripped down and condensed due to player safety and health. Since they're playing in that pandemic, the focus would be on getting the players into Atlanta, getting them through the events, getting them into the game, getting out and back to their teams as safely and quickly as possible, and that many of the regular events would not be held since there will be few, if any, fans in attendance. Zoe, as I watch real life kind of try to find its way back to normal as I watch real life kind of try to figure it out, as we all kind of try to figure it out. We try to kind of try to balance living life during the pandemic, but also living our lives, being able to go out and get food more than just food delivery, being able to go out and enjoy nature and the outside, etc. That's basically what basketball is trying to do here from a sporting perspective. We're trying to create a way that basketball can be basketball, but still do so within a realistically acceptable level of safety and risk mitigation. And I appreciate that out of the league.
Yeah, well, we've seen that that game can survive without fans, but it's much better with fans. And I'm sure you'll get to a fan interaction a little bit later that we've seen all over the TV. so that is something that you get when the fans come back, and that's what makes it really interesting. Man, I want to see full arenas. I absolutely do. But until then, I mean, a spattering of people, that's cool too. And being able to do the All-Star stuff, that would be awesome.
Yeah, look, the basketball's All-Star game is a fantastic All-Star game. It's an incredible All-Star game, and I hope that they get it done. I really do. If they can find a way to pull that off, if they can find a way to make that work, then I think they should. Again, it's interesting in that we are watching as these leagues try to go on with their normal routine, but face the same struggles that we do. We want to go out. We want to get food. We want to interact with our friends, but we also have to do so in a way that is within an acceptable level of safety and health guidelines. And the NBA is trying to do the same thing. We'll talk about that again later on in the show as well. And finally, item number three, bit of a preview for you tonight, as there is a big, big matchup on the docket this evening. North Carolina, come on and raise up, taking on the Clemson Tigers in the ACC tonight. The 11-5, 6-3 in the ACC Heels, hosting the 10-5, 4-5 in conference Clemson Tigers. North Carolina, a slight favorite in this, 2.5-point favorites going up against Clemson tonight. And I like this game. I like this game. I'm interested in this game right up the road at Little John. Look, Clemson's defense, as we've been talking about, has been locked down, allowing under 64 points a game. North Carolina's been scoring just one tick shy of 70 per game. So you're talking about two teams that are very close to each other. The only difference is that Carolina has been scoring the rock better than Clemson. Carolina putting up 74.5 a game. Clemson putting up 64.5 a game, which is going to be a very interesting dichotomy. Clemson's defense just a little bit better. We mentioned they're giving up 63.5. Carolina, giving up 70 points a game. So you're going to have to get interior play. Amir Sims is going to have to get his 12.5 points per game and then a few more from the inside out. This is another team in Carolina that is really, they like to play from the outside in. They like to play from the forward position and then work the ball in. If you're Clemson, full court defense, open that defense up, take away the outside and make Carolina prove that they can beat you on the inside, because I don't think they can. 55% of the money coming in on Carolina at -2.5 to cover that game. Clemson is +125 on the money line, so it's not exactly a game that bettors have a ton of confidence in, but it should be a good one. That was going to be at 7 o'clock tonight on the ACC Network, and we'll have a breakdown of that game for you later tonight, and obviously we'll take a look at it in review tomorrow on the show. Let's go ahead, run out, take a quick break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, it's Super Bowl week, y'all. It's Super Bowl week. Let's take a look. Let's talk about it. Brady, Mahomes, Chiefs, Buccaneers, Lonzo, the world. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Brown. Hello. How do you do? Great to be with you. Lonzo along for the ride as we get set up for Super Bowl weekend. And before we get into the X's and O's and the analysis and all that, Zoe, we're just a handful of days out, man. I mean, last time that we got into a discussion about your Chiefs taking on Brady's Bucks and all that, you told me that you were cautiously optimistic, like viewed yourself as a favorite, but not a real big favorite. With inside of a week left to go into the game, how are you feeling?
I am at this moment becoming more and more confident because I believe in the Chiefs. You know, there was a time when if this was the first meeting between Brady and Mahomes, I would definitely be concerned because the very first meeting when Brady went against Mahomes when Brady was at the Patriots, Mahomes looked nervous for one half, and then he got past it. Now he has beat them a couple times, and so I don't think he's going to be nervous about that. And the fact that they won the Super Bowl last year, that also is going to give those guys confidence. They're going to come in not being – well, and it's going to be a different kind of Super Bowl. I mean, even with fans in there, it's not going to be the same kind of atmosphere as it was the year before. And I guess that could be advantageous or it could work against them. But I think it's going to help everybody involved in the Super Bowl because the hype won't seem as real without a full stadium. But I'm not concerned about the Chiefs because they've gotten some pieces back. And I think the question is, how far down could they be before I would get worried?
Yeah. So you got a couple of pieces back. According to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, apparently A couple of Chiefs players, however, have been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. At this point, DeMarcus Robinson, wide receiver, center Daniel Kilgore, both got their hair cut by a barber this past weekend on Sunday, who then immediately tested positive for the coronavirus. So both of those guys. Now, Pellicero reported that all parties were masked during the encounter, which lowers the chance of transmitting the virus. But since the players were close to the infected barber, they were deemed high-risk close contacts. Robinson is a reserve wideout, only been called on a handful of times this year, but has played well when he has been. All 16 games, he did have 9 starts this year, caught a career-high 45 receptions for 466 yards and 3 touchdowns. Kilgore is the Chiefs' backup center. The depth along the offensive line has already been tested enough this year. Kansas City will be without its starting right and left tackles for the Super Bowl due to injury and is already having to shuffle starters around to prepare for the week. Now they lose one of their most important backups, and we knew that this was a possible reality they would have to face, Lonzo, but it doesn't help my confidence any.
Yeah, I've already seen your post, so I know where you're heading with this. So that's fine. It's the wonders of social media. You post something, people actually see it. And so I know where you're leaning, but I disagree. I disagree. There's a reason why the Chiefs, even with another lineman or two goes down, that's a totally different story. So they are going to be undermanned on the line, but I think there are workable parts in there. Andy Reid has done a good job of getting the right player for the system, and I think we're ready to go, although Grady Jarrett does scare me a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and again, we talked about this last week when this whole thing started playing out. We were curious as to what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to have in store. By the way, there was a story that came out that made me think about that. So, and the story was Tom Brady has been saying that he is going to end up being more prepared for this Super Bowl than any of the other ones that he has played in so far, because of the fact that apparently Giselle and the kids have been gone for about 3 weeks now, 2 weeks now, for 12 days. Giselle and the kids have left Tom Brady to the house by himself, and he's been doing nothing but getting himself mentally prepared and mentally ready for this Super Bowl. The last thing, Zoe, that I want Tom Brady to have is more time to get his head right by himself. And he seems to be as focused on this Super Bowl as he ever has been. By the way, he also said during the media day prep yesterday, they said, how has it been preparing for the Super Bowl in a pandemic? And he says, well, it's different than all the other 9 that I was in. Tom Brady's bringing the flex, man. He's in a good place right now, Zoe.
You know, anybody else other than Tom Brady, this would be controversy. The fact that his family hasn't been with him for 12 days. If this was somebody else, there would be tabloids all over this going, Tom Brady admits that there are troubles at home. And there would be stuff all over the place. And even if there wasn't trouble, they would come up with all these reasons and all these signs that they've seen. I think it's a little odd that they're gone. I mean, his house is big enough that he could be on one side and they could be on the other and he could never see them. We've seen pictures of that mansion. It's just it's a little odd to bring that up, don't you think? I think you're putting yourself in front of the line of fire. Somebody's going to do that. How could you not? If you're a National Enquirer or somebody like that or TMZ, wouldn't you be out there going, marital problems at home at the Brady house?
Marital problems. Oh, man.
3 weeks. That's a long time to be away from your family. Okay. 3 weeks away from my family, my mind would not be right because of that.
I had to tell you, Zoe, I live up here solo. I am not in Tom Brady's shoes. I'm not in your shoes. 3 weeks is just fine for me to get my head right.
Are his kids adults? They are not, right?
No, they are not adults.
So that's 3 weeks. Even 3 weeks away from the wife, that's one thing. But 3 weeks away from the kids, that's just no. I guess maybe I'm just too tight with my family. I'm not implying that he isn't, but I think you could read a lot of things in here into that. I just don't know if I would have said that. And I believe that because he's Tom Brady, they won't make that big of a deal out of it. But if it was somebody else, it would be all over the place.
This text just came in, Lonzo, not to shift the topic dramatically. But this text just came in, and I'm a little, I don't know if I'm excited or terrified. Here's the text there, Zoe. Quote, Rob, this is your heads up for next Wednesday, February 10th. The Euromodel forecast is showing 4 inches of snow with 1.7 inches of sleet and glazed something. I don't know where that goes.
It's probably sleet or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, there it is. 1.7 inches of sleet and glazed with a half inch of freezing rain. Better get your milk and bread now. Yes, I am a weather nerd. Don't judge me. Also be ready for no power for a while, end quote. So, Zoe, should I hit the grocery store today?
I think everyone knows that Rob is a doomsday.
Complete rookie?
Doomsday prepper, and he has all that stuff in a spare room, and he's ready to go, right? You got all that stuff, all that just add water type food and things. Now, what they're implying, and people say this a lot, here in the South, everyone goes for milk and bread. It's everywhere, people. You know, I'm from Ohio, where it snows a lot. Milk and bread. I worked in a grocery store. Trust me, when it snows, and a lot, it's hard to keep milk and bread on the shelf, even in the North. But, yeah, it could be a problem, but not for you. It won't be a problem for you. It will be a problem for me because I will still have to drive here. You're technically kind of at work right now. So
that's true.
So you're good. I will
That's
still.
True.
There was a time we've had one of those storms before, and this was before ESPN was on the air, and it was just at Word, where I couldn't get out of my driveway, and my boss came to get me, and then left me here all day. And I asked him, "How am I getting home?" He's like, "That's your concern. I got you here." Not only did he go and get me. This is the recently retired Bob McClain. As we were driving here on 385, we saw someone spin out, crash into the wall, go right in front of us, miss the vehicle. We used to have this big, huge truck for the building. I forget what it was. Was it a Denali or something, I think? But it was a huge tank-like truck. And so all in front of us, missed us by a couple feet. And the whole time, he didn't flex. He didn't do anything. And he just kept moving, and he's lived all over the place. So he got me here, and I had to find a way home. So I will be here, but you don't have to worry about it. One thing about around here, they shut everything down because they don't know how – well, they don't – I mean, when you're not accustomed to having all the things as far as salt trucks and plows and all that kind of thing, you've got to figure out another way to do it. They actually put brine down. You know what brine is?
It's like a salt solution, right?
It's like salt water. They put salt water down, and it's weird. It's
I gotta tell you, I went from very excited about my first winter storm to suddenly, because of that text, the doomsday prophecy in the text, I went from super excited about my first winter storm, Zoe, to like, oh God, it's like hurricanes in Florida. I gotta go get packed up now, man. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. Take a real quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. Keep talking about our Super Bowls we had through the week. Betting strategies for the weekend. I'll give you a couple of the ones that I am intrigued by and keeping an eye on. I'll give you some thoughts about some patterns you might want to pay attention to as well. All that's coming up next on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward.
You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob Lonzo, you. Be a part of the show. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Working again to try to get this video thing going sooner rather than later. We're hoping to have it up and running by the end of the show. We're having some issues with the audio component of it right now. Hopefully, again, we'll get that up for you very, very soon. But before we do, still talking about our Super Bowl this week, and we're going to get some college basketball in the next hour. I got to talk some soccer, too, because we haven't really dived into the Trinidad and Tobago match that, man, Team USA absolutely smoked Trinidad and Tobago earlier in the week, or over the weekend, I should say. And I want to jump into that in just a little while. But again, before we get there, talk a little bit about more about the Super Bowl. First off, before we get to the betting guides, though, apparently Super Bowl tickets are not going for nearly as much as people thought that they were going to. The initial thought was that we might see Super Bowl ticket prices skyrocketing above what they were last year. Last season's get-in price for the cheapest entry into the Super Bowl last year. Stab in the dark in the Rob Brown Show Home Edition, Lonzo. What was the cheapest you could get a Super Bowl ticket for last year?
$500.
Zo. Significantly off. $6,603 was the least amount you could get a Super Bowl ticket for last year. This Sunday, tickets are going for less than $6,000 for the Rona Bowl. Less than $6,000. As of Monday, pods of four tickets could be had for as little as $62.78 per ticket through Ticket IQ. There were a few single game tickets going for that $5,900 mark. Falls below last season's line and far below the most average get-in tickets in Super Bowl history. 2015 New England and Seattle, average ticket price for that game, Lonzo, over $8,700 to get into that game. So, Zoe, I'd ask you if you could travel back in time and you could be at your team's first Super Bowl win of your lifetime. You could be there, guaranteed. You already knew the outcome of the game. You knew they were going to win. What's the most you're dropping on a ticket?
Considering that we thought about actually trying to go to the Super Bowl when the Chiefs were in it last year, even considering taking out a loan, I don't know. I can't go 6,000 though. I think I'm cheap. $100 still is an awful lot. I work in radio.
$100 bucks.
You know, I'm going to have a better experience at home anyway. Hundreds as far as I'm going. I know I sound cheap. I don't care. I'm just being honest. $100, and I still would feel guilty.
$100 bucks, though.
I would feel guilty paying $100.
You feel guilty for
$100? Yes. I would feel like that money could be spent better on something else.
$100 bucks. Man, Zoe. By the way, I cannot tell you how happy I am when I can actually see Zoe on the computer give his big, what the hell do you want from me, shoulder shrug after he says it.
I know that you can see me. That's why I did that. Else I wouldn't be doing it. But, yeah, no. I'm guessing you have paid more than that to go to a game or something.
I have paid more than that to go to, like, regular season don't mean anything games because I got a shot at a good seat. Yes. Yes. That is also, Lonzo, why I'm, what's the word I'm looking for?
Single.
Poor.
Oh, that too.
See, all of the above is fine.
See, my wife was willing to figure out a way for us to try to go to the Super Bowl, and I didn't think there would be any way we could get in there. Even I was to the point where, you know, if we could get media credentials, would I feel bad if I didn't take her and went with somebody else? Considering who I would have went with, it could have turned really bad this time last year. So, I just can't do it. If we did go, my wife would have a blast, and she'd be willing to go, and she would pay the money and everything, and the whole time she'd be telling me it's okay. I know we're spending the money, but it's okay. And the whole time I'd be like, man, that's a lot of money. That's just a lot of money.
That, Lonzo, is what we in the game refer to as outkicking your coverage.
Oh, I absolutely.
All right. I don't do this very often. But we have to go to break right now because when we come back, we have breaking news. And this is not facetious nor sarcastic nor exaggerative. We have breaking news that will impact the gamers and sports fans amongst us together at the same time. Y'all, nothing we talk about today is going to be more important than what I tell you in the next segment. Do not go anywhere. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. All right, rolling on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo, you, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. I need you all seated. Please take a deep breath. Calm yourselves. Prepare yourselves. Relax. Get yourself nice and comfortable. Because what I'm about to tell you, to say it's exciting would be an understatement. To say that this is good news would be an understatement. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best news that you will receive today, no matter what happens. No matter what. If you find out later today that your lovely bride is pregnant with your first child, it will not be as good of news as this. If you find out tonight that you have won the Powerball, the only good news is that you can purchase this thing multiple times. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, breaking news is brought to you by our friends at Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Vans, see how far an extra mile can go. Deep breath. Here we go, Lonzo. I think you'll be... Well, I actually don't know. Now that I think about it, I don't know if you'll be as excited about this as I am.
I already know, but you go right ahead.
So before I break it, it's like 1 to 10. How excited about this are you? Are you into this thing that we're about to talk about?
I stopped buying sports games quite some time ago. We've had this discussion before because people get pretty angry over said games when you're playing with them. And I have this grin when I'm winning that makes people want to hurt me. And so I decided to stop the violence and no longer purchase those games.
Stop the violence. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are unsure what we are talking about, EA Sports, it's in the game. I can't do that voice. I wish I could. Anyway, EA Sports has announced, ladies and gentlemen, that EA Sports College Football is returning. Thank you, football gods. Thank you. EA Sports is rebooting its college football series for the next-gen consoles, according to an announcement that they made earlier this morning. It will end the hiatus that the game has taken since Lonzo, do you know who the last player to be on the cover of an NCAA football game was?
It was a quarterback.
It was a quarterback. It was a quarterback that was a rival to you, as a matter of fact.
John Elway?
Denard Robinson.
Oh, okay. Also, we're talking college,
University
not NFL.
Yes, correct. Yeah. We're not. Denard Robinson, University of Michigan, was on the cover all the way back in 2013-14. This is the that was the last edition of the game 8 years ago. There's been discussion with NEA Sports about relaunching it time and time again since then. At the time of its discontinuation, it was a very popular title, not quite to Madden levels, but was very much up toward the top of the list. EA Sports actually dropped a few Easter eggs pointing to this possibility. In the past two editions of Madden, some college football programs were included as part of the face of the franchise storyline video game mode. EA Sports Vice President and General Manager Daryl Holt told ESPN that while it wasn't a conscious decision to do that as a test run for the return of college football, there was positive feedback and returns within the college markets, i.e., people were buying Madden just to play the five or six games of college ball that you would play developing your player, getting him ready for the draft. Now, the release date is TBD at this point. No one from EA Sports has committed to when the game might return or be released, and there's not even a potential launch date yet. For now, it looks like this is not going to happen this year. The only thing we know is it will not take place in 2021. So likely that means, though, I would think from a gaming perspective, they are likely early in the development of this game. It's being described as a, quote, deep immersive experience that has true wide open gameplay for college football. That's great news as they are developing the technology for the next-gen consoles, PS5, Xbox Series X, etc. Looks like they are potentially working towards giving it a tie-in into Madden. That being said, you could bring your player up through the NCAA franchise and then actually import him into a Madden game and allow him to be drafted. I got to tell you, this is where two of my passions cross over. It is a good day to be Rob Brown, man.
Yeah, the bad part of the is you're teasing this, and it's not even close. I mean, so this is the ultimate tease, because then you can take your time, and I know you're being hopeful, thinking it'll be out next year, but there's no guarantee.
That is true, and games that we have to wait 1, 2, 3 years worth of development for, more often than not, though, they don't come out. It's like that hype thing we talk about, right? The hype gets built up so damn much that by the time it drops, it couldn't meet the standards that you would set for it mentally. This one will, just because we haven't had this football game in 8 years. I'm for it. Video game nerds of the world, rejoice! Today is a good day. The prophecy has been made. Now it's time to be fulfilled. 2 hours left on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.